Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All our bets for tonight coming up next segment on the show. Poor Mike Trout. I guess not, right? He's got like $1 billion. Also sucks that he gets hurt every year and like never wins. Last note on the National Football League for today. It wasn't that long, it was, 3 months ago. Patrick Mahomes was a 6-point dog just about in the AFC Championship game on the road in Baltimore. I know that they could enter a scenario where they are like outmanned, or you know, a couple of his players could be hurt, and they're on the road against a really good team. Do you think we'll ever see something like that again? Mahomes that big of an underdog in a game, champion, playoff game or otherwise?
Yeah, I think it's possible. Because after they beat the Eagles, if we had done the shows for the next few months, and you would have been like, will we ever see him as a 6-point dog in a game again? We would have been like, nah, that's really silly. And we just do. We just get to that point. Because the right game comes up, and the right opponent, and the right injury situation, and it's on the road, and yeah, stuff happens all, it happens all the time. Yeah, do I think it'll happen again? Yeah. I don't know when, or what year, or what game, because if I knew, like, that's the whole point of it, is that like, we don't see this stuff coming, and then we get an end of the moment. Still remember that morning. Just like the way the game was being discussed was just like really silly. And it's not that the Chiefs had to win the game. It was more just like the authority with which people were taking like the point spread at face value is like, and like the line movement, like, oh, well, the Ravens are getting bet out. Like, there's like a couple accounts that were like, congratulations to the Ravens on going to the Super Bowl. It's just like, this stuff, it just really like, just facepalm type stuff. So, but honestly, like, I mean, I still remember those tweets. So I guess they worked, because it sure as hell isn't about winning or money. It's just about clout. So yeah, it's just the way that game got talked about was just, it's a unique betting experience. Like, it's cool that it happened. It's not something that happens all the time. That entire game, the build up to it, the way the market was shaped, the way money came in, the way really influential smart money came in, smarter money than what I bet by a lot. The way Ravens futures had been bet, they were by far the biggest futures liability for a bunch of places and had been throughout the season, which makes a lot of sense. Remember the Ravens going into that year, it was like, is Lamar going to get traded? And then the win total was all jacked up at the start of the year. So the whole arc of how that played out was interesting, but it's not something you would have seen coming at the start of the year, just like whenever the next time he's an underdog or a player in another sport like him is a huge underdog. Like, it'll, in the moment, it'll make sense that that's what it is. And then after the fact, you have like the perspective of what happened to sort of like, you know, color in what, how things like really are in retrospect. Like, wow, I can't believe that that's how it was. And how we talk about it after the fact, right? Like, the certainty that how everybody talks about the Chiefs now as being so good. I'm sure a lot of these people like lined up to bet Baltimore in that game. And then after the fact, it's like, well, I mean, it was the Chiefs. They were the best team. They were. It's, you bring up the underdog thing. How about at the start of the playoffs, they were 11-1 to win the Super Bowl?
It's crazy.
Not week one. No. Week one of the playoffs. They were right before the Miami game, 11-1 to win the Super Bowl. Like, that was a real price. And it's like, oh, that's crazy. I can't believe it. Yeah, like, just keep this stuff in mind with this stuff. I have a feeling we're going to be saying that about, and it doesn't mean like the Nuggets are going to win the title. But how about this? If they do win, then like 6 months from now, everybody's going to be like, oh yeah, and like chalky Denver winning the title again. Be like, oh really? They were the second choice the whole year, dummy. Like, you could have just bet it. Like, it could have just like bet them at a really good price. And the Chiefs at 11-1 and all that. In hindsight, it always looks like it was so easy that it was just like always that team. And yet we get to those Ravens games and that's not ever how it plays out. It's like not ever how it works. It's not, it's, yeah, hindsight's great for that kind of stuff, but you actually like winning and money, then, you know, it's not that easy. It's just never that easy.
Breaking news in the National Hockey League for tonight. Austin Matthews will not play tonight for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Ken, on the road at the Boston Bruins. I'm like, I'm refreshing the screen here to see if anything's happening in the betting market.
Upset stomach.
has a Cancunitis, like wants to go somewhere warm immediately because season about to end. Nothing really happening in the market here. We're still sitting total 5.5. A Bruins still about -160 to win the game. Leafs +135. I don't know if this sounds insane or not. If the Bruins were going to get bet out as a result of this, with Toronto looking to start, all in all, it's just another brick in Joe Wall tonight. I was going to like wait until the last second, bet the Leafs at a huge price, but the market's not even moving off of this. Maybe with the expectation that Matthews was like never going to play tonight. That I don't know about.
Yeah, and Bruins are kind of in that 160 range, which is like a pretty big favorite in terms of the series. Do we know for sure that it's Swayman?
I will check, but I'm pretty sure it is Swayman.
Okay, I'm just curious. I mean, it would make sense to a certain extent. Also, like, I hadn't seen it confirmed yet that it was him. So if it is him, then I guess that's takes the interest out of the series a little bit. If it was Ullmark, like Matthews not playing, and Ullmark is a really funny setup to bet Toronto in a game where it's like, well, they don't have their best player, but also Ullmark starting, and it's a big price, so that's kind of interesting. And the Maple Leafs changed goalies. So that's another like potential catalyst for that series. I would probably need the Bruins to be starting someone else to want to bet Toronto. But it is interesting. Like that's everything just says expected based on what we've seen, but I have not seen Swayman confirmed as the starter.
Swayman showed up to the game tonight. I did just see this on social media wearing all black. I'm guessing he's starting tonight and viewing this as the funeral for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah, that would be
No one's ever done that before. Take his cues from the Washington Wizards. The hell was he doing?
Like the Houston Texans with the Letterman jackets.
Yeah. You remember the Wizards Patriots. Like wore all black against the Celtics. Yeah, that was game seven against Boston.
And then got railroaded, right?
Yeah, that's the Kelly Olynyk game. Wall Amazing. And Beal. People like Brad Beal postseason. Be like, oh, this was the worst performance since that one. Actually, the other one that people remember a lot. Let's wear all black because it's a funeral. Oh, wait, Kelly Olynyk has like 35 points.
Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight coming up next segment on the show. We should just touch on the hockey from last night. The Florida Panthers advanced to the next round, slamming the Tampa Bay Lightning 6-1. And unfortunately for us, we bet Vegas in the series against Dallas. The Knights cannot get it done, but good job by you with the over. Game does go over the total last night. Dallas gets the empty netter. Yeah. I mean, but you won. So 4-2, the final score. So Vegas wins the first two on the road in Dallas, and then Dallas wins the next two on the road in Vegas, and the Stars have now reclaimed home ice advantage. So that one's getting a little iffy now with our position on the Vegas Golden Knights. Any thoughts from you moving forward with Dallas and Vegas? And I'm guessing you're obviously very pleased, as I am, with the Florida Panthers dispatching of their nemesis, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, my thoughts are always going to go to the Panthers and just, do I want to bet more? Am I going to not bet them for a while? I think that it provide, you know, I think they're going to play the Bruins next. That's the most likely opponent, provided the Bruins beat Toronto. That's like the last series that I would feel like is a lot of danger for Florida, just because like the season series was very lopsided. Boston 4-0'd them, just like they 4-0'd Toronto in the regular season. And that's, look, I, you know, it's, this stuff just tends to matter historically. That makes me really nervous. And I like Boston also. So that's kind of like the last danger spot for me, not where the Panthers, like, they can lose later, just where I'll be hesitant to bet them aggressively in that series. That Boston series is going to be a little tricky. They get by that series. Winner of Rangers Hurricanes is like a banger conference finals. I'll be betting Florida, like, really aggressively in that series, can lose, but that's how I'm proceeding. Most cup final opponents I would bet Florida against also, you know, would want to know price and stuff, but I think we know mostly what these markets are going to look like. So, yeah, like, happy about that. And then, you know, Conn Smythe market, you know, I like betting awards and fringy kind of stuff. I think it's really fun. One thing that's interesting about Florida, and you could be like, well, what about the other teams? I had somebody today be like, well, what about the other teams in Conn Smythe? And I just go, look, like, they can win. They're not really my concern. Conn Smythe is just another way to bet a team that you like to win the Stanley Cup, in my opinion. Because why would you bet a player? Like, why would you bet Connor McDavid to be like, oh, you like the Oilers? No, I think they're going to lose. Like, well, why the hell did you bet Connor McDavid? Like, why'd you do that? Well, because the price was great, but you hate the team. Right? So anyway, like the Panthers have a really interesting set of characters for this kind of drama, because they have a goalie who's like on the fringes of winning, maybe two-time Vezina winner Bobrovsky. They've got a really balanced offense with like a pure goal scorer in Reinhardt, kind of like a pure clutch goal scorer in Verhaeghe, and Tkachuk, who just like racks up points with like a crazy frequency. And like Barkov, who really hadn't done a lot in the postseason from like a pure stat standpoint, but was really impactful, but had a couple goals yesterday. So they've got this cast of characters that's like really interesting. If they, let's say they make a deep run, maybe they lose to Boston, this is all moot, but like, let's say they make a deep run, like who really is the most likely Panther to win? If you agree with me and you like the Panthers, just one thing I'll point out, because I think the market's not priced correctly on this. There have been four goalies since the lockout that have won the Conn Smythe Trophy for most outstanding player of the playoffs. Because Jaguar was pre-lockout, these are players that are all on the winning team, goalies that are all on the winning team. Here were their numbers in the postseason, and we're only through one round, but like the Panthers are fully through one round, to be fair. So they have played a quarter of their series. So the four goalies who won the Conn Smythe and their postseason numbers, Cam Ward, 214 goals against, 920 save, and two shutouts. Tim Thomas, who's like, I mean, you're going to hear these numbers, it's like unbelievable. 1.98 goals against, 940 save percentage, four shutouts in one postseason. Jonathan Quick, 1.41 goals against average.
Now, that was the first one.
1-0, basically. Yeah. 946 save percentage, which has to be the record. Three shutouts, at least modern one. And then Vasilevsky won 9 goals against, 937, and 5 shutouts when he went 5 shutouts in one postseason. So you hear these numbers. I mean, look, we're talking about like low but kind of mid-90s save percentages, goals against like 2 or less, ton of shutouts is kind of like your average. Okay, we've only played one series, but look, the competition's going to get a lot tougher for Bobrovsky here. 278, 896 save. Doesn't have a shutout yet. He's priced like the second most likely Panther to win, and really close to Tkachuk in terms of the pricing. Does that seem right to anybody? Like, we played a full series now. It's okay for the games to matter. It's okay. I think it's going to get pretty interesting. I'm really heavy on the skaters. Like, it's Tkachuk for the most, and it's Reinhardt and Verhaeghe, because the prices, depending on how you shop them, have been really, really good. The Reinhardt price is still out of control for a guy who may end up leading the team in goal scoring for the postseason that wins the Stanley Cup. So just thought that was interesting. But I think the goalie part of that, and look, you can use those. And the best part is, like, let's say you really like the Rangers, and Shesterkin gets lit up a couple times, and you're like, does he have a profile of a guy who could win? He's got the pedigree, but does he have like the actual stats in the postseason? You know, just compare him to, you know, it's what, Ward, Thomas, Quick, and Vasilevsky. Those are your four winners. Man, that's like, you look at the standard that they set, and even going into the Cup Finals, but you look at the standard that they set, like, it's a really, really high bar for a goalie to win Conn Smythe, and there are not a lot of goalies that I think are very likely to win who could meet that. Bobrovsky's a fringe candidate, and so far, just the performances haven't been good enough.
This is going to say, I said, no, you like Florida in the next series against Boston, but it would almost be like Swayman is on the kind of role early in the series where if he keeps it up, that he could maybe like meet that.
Right, because interesting thing with the Bruins, well, there's two things. One, are we sure he'd even play every game the rest of the postseason? Probably not. And if Omark starts like 3, 4, 5 times, like, see ya in terms of the chances to win. They're not going to give it to a guy who doesn't play every game, or especially like doesn't play a lot of the games. That's tough. But
I don't know how you pull him. Like, if they win tonight, he's not going to start game one against Florida.
We say that, but like, it's not our decision.
The answer could be yes. Right? Yeah, the answer could be yes.
I agree. You know, I agree with you. You know, I get it. But who knows? First bad start against Florida, what do? They start Swayman again? I don't know if they're going to do that. And so you go, like, if the Bruins win, like, what would guide their success? You know, Pasternak's their high scorer. That's their guy who's going to be the lowest price. That makes a lot of sense. Marchand has always been a guy for me that's not been priced as he's had this series. And the market seems to be, like, slow to catch up to the idea that I think he's their most likely winner by far right now. And Pasternak can still get going. There's plenty of time. It's not like he can't win. Just, like, let's order these and price these kind of like how the games are being played and how perception is. So Marchand probably most likely winner for the Bruins. Pasternak can still get it going, obviously. I've thought about Swayman because he was way long earlier in the series. And I was like, you know what? Like, it seems like you're lighting money on fire already hasn't started a game. Coach feels like he has a really itchy trigger finger on trying to like play this rotation, and seems like kind of a fool's errand to try to project what the goalies are going to be.
Yeah, we'll talk once we know the results of some of the more of the first round series. Yeah. We can talk more about Conn Smythe and how it looks heading into round number two. I'll give you this trivia question to chew on here. Ken Barkley does NHL trivia part two. Okay, so last night she said, in Dallas's win over Vegas, Jamie Benn became the all-time Dallas Stars leader in playoff games played. Who did he pass? So who previously held the record for most playoff games played in the history of the Dallas Stars? It's a multiple choice question. I will give you four names. Darian Hatcher, Brett Hull, Ed Belfour, Mike Modano.
Well, here's the good news versus yesterday's question, is that I've heard of all of these players. That's a good start. I actually know I know that they exist and that they're hockey players. Do you want me to give you a guess now, right before break, or do you want me to think about it?
Up to you. If you'd like to think about it, you can. If you want to answer now, you can.
I'm gonna answer now, but don't tell me if I'm gonna like go a curveball, and I'm gonna say Hatcher, and you can tell me if I'm right after the break.
All right, the answer to the trivia question coming up after the break, and we will also give you all our bets coming up for tonight. Bunch of games in the NBA and the NHL, and Jake on Major League Baseball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.